News.
From raising a family to raising almonds, there are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Looking to elevate your tech game? Look no further than John Whitford Communications. From state-of-the-art TV installations that transform your viewing experience to Sonos wireless hi-fi systems that fill your space with crystal-clear sound, they've got you covered. Need lightning-fast, reliable internet? Their Starlink internet installations bring cutting-edge connectivity right to your doorstep. Plus, John Whitford Communications offers property-wide Wi-Fi, so you're always connected no matter where you are. They also provide Wi-Fi for events and emergencies to keep everyone connected when it matters most. And for your peace of mind, John Whitford Communications provides top-notch security cameras for gates, barns, businesses, and homes. Trust John Whitford Communications to bring the best technology to you. Call today at 805-461-3030, 805-461-3030, or visit johnwhitford.com. The best in the West.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP identifies woman in fatal crash on Highway 41. Passerville City Council to hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 60 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. CHP has released the identity of the woman killed in a crash on Highway 41 earlier this week, as well as details of the collision. At about 6:55 a.m., Phil Peterson was towing a trailer on the 41 when a large piece of equipment dislodged from the trailer into the southbound lane. 58-year-old Gemma Salting of Atascadero was driving a truck into the southbound lane, and she collided with a piece of equipment. She lost control of her vehicle, going down an embankment before colliding with a tree. Salting sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Peterson continued traveling north until he could safely turn around and return to the scene, according to CHP. Debris from the crash was scattered across the roadway, and emergency responders worked to extricate Salting from the vehicle. The crash continues to be under investigation. Drugs or alcohol are not believed to be factors. The Pasquerel City Council will be conducting a public hearing to consider implementing changes to its municipal code regarding cannabis. The new framework would allow the establishment of adult-use cannabis non-storefront retail businesses within certain zones in the city. Currently, only non-storefront medicinal cannabis delivery is allowed. Amendments would also establish a cannabis regulatory permit in place of the previously used conditional use permit. The new language for the municipal code would also eliminate the previously proposed cap of 3 cannabis businesses. The hearing will be held in the next regular meeting for the Pasquerel City Council, Tuesday, August 18th at 6 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Opening ceremony for Paso Robles Public Safety Training Center. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cave, your old news time is 6:11.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing aid specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Paso Robles Fire and Police Departments will celebrate the opening of the new Paso Robles Public Safety Training Center this morning from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The new facility is located at 2924 Union Road and represents a significant investment in the safety, preparedness, and resilience of the community. It will provide emergency safety professionals a dedicated place to train, learn, and work together. Funding for the center was generated through the support and investment of the Paso Robles community through Measure J20 and a $500,000 federal community project grant. Following the ceremony will be tours of the new facility. In partnership with Atascadero High School in the city, local restaurants in Atascadero are offering Orange and Gray Friday discounts for all Greyhound home football games. Participating restaurants will offer a 10% discount to customers wearing their orange and gray colors on Fridays before, during, or even after the game. A list of participating restaurants can be found on the City of Atascadero's website. Dates include the first home football game on Thursday, August 20th, then August 28th, September 25th, October 16th, and October 30th. 10% of proceeds will go to Atascadero High School programs. The Central Coast Cooking Show at Idler's Home is back with its fourth season. The next cooking show will be held Tuesday, September 8th, featuring Gregory from Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse Emporium. This month will also feature Camelita Florals, live music from Ken Warwick, live painting from Kyle Kroskopf, and sweet treats by Sunflower Bakery and more. This show's nonprofit partner is Along Comes Hope, which supports children in cancer crisis through financial assistance with travel or treatment. Tickets are limited and can be purchased online. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 5-4, Angels shut out the Rangers 7-0, and the Mariners shut out the Yankees 1-0. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Brewers, the Giants will go against the Rockies, the Angels will face the Royals, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Padres will face the Guardians, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, Senator John Laird announced that SB 917 has passed through the legislature and now heads to the governor's desk for approval. The law would allow non-estate wineries to sell wine at farmers' markets, ensuring more equitable access for small producers and giving local market operators greater flexibility to determine participation. Current law only allows estate-grown grapes to be sold at farmers' markets. A 55-year-old man in Yuba City was arrested earlier this week for DUI while operating a tractor. Yuba City police officers spotted the tractor being operated on the roadway and conducted a traffic stop for a vehicle code violation. The driver was found to be intoxicated and was arrested for DUI. Yuba City posted a release saying this is an example that driving under the influence isn't limited to traditional passenger vehicles. It can happen while operating a tractor or other vehicles on the roadway. California regulators approved Charter Communications' $34.5 billion acquisition of Cox Communications. The deal now marks Charter Spectrum as the dominant broadband internet and cable television service in Southern California and solidifies their status as the nation's largest cable company. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, succession planning truly is one of the most important conversations that farming and ranching families need to have. But unfortunately, those dialogues are often hard to navigate or never even get started. While it's a difficult subject to bring up, the time to plan is right now. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is launching a brand new resource to help start the discussion. The online learning module guides families through the steps of transition and helps them to create a succession plan unique to their own operation. NCBA President and Virginia Cattleman Gene Copenhaver says it's his hope resources like this make it a lot easier for cattle producers across the country to secure the future of their farms and ranches. Now, Professor Shannon Farrell with Oklahoma State University specializes in estate planning and has spoken to thousands of producers on this very topic. He emphasizes the importance of planning to help secure business continuity and reduce stress when a family member passes. For more information about this new succession planning module, you can visit ncba.org.
This year, we celebrated the 250th anniversary of this great nation. It's never been more important to keep ranchers on the land and protect our way of life. I'm Ron Cherry, Vice President of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC September 15th through the 17th in Copper Mountain, Colorado, for our 58th annual convention. Registration is open on our website at publiclandscouncil.org. Don't wait. Early registration ends August 14th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The Trump administration released a long-awaited plan last month for managing declining water flows in the Colorado River. The framework will govern how the seven states in the Colorado River Basin share the river supplies for the next decade. The proposal responds to a fundamental reality. The Colorado River no longer reliably produces enough water to support all the uses and expectations built around it. That challenge is shared across the basin, and addressing it requires specific, measurable reductions in water use by every state. J.B. Hamby, president of the Colorado River Commission of California and the state's lead negotiator, said in a statement, the plan allows the federal government to reassess the operating guidelines that determine the extent of water cuts every 2 years. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, low 50s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 80s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday. Upper 80s Sunday, mid 80s on Monday, mid 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday, low 90s on Thursday, 90 a week from today. Currently, it is 60 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 6:21.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation readings for prices at the wholesale level are better than expected. The producer price index for July suggests inflation remained tame at the wholesale level. The PPI was flat. For the year ending in July, the PPI moderated to 4.7%, and excluding food and energy, the annual reading slipped to 4.2%. Also, the job market is showing more signs of holding up. Separately, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 209,000. But continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, dropped to 1.77 million. Coach's parent company Tapestry reported an upbeat quarter. Sales rose for the Coach brand, though the company also owns Kate Spade, which is still slumping. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
VRE number 021-99910.
Plan to
attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penning will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. All right, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice. All right, coming up this afternoon, Kenny and Darcia on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. So enjoy that. A couple emails in right away this morning. Let's see here. Cannabis. What is adult cannabis? Is there children's cannabis? I have no idea.
It's just another way of saying recreational cannabis. So there's medicinal cannabis and there's recreational cannabis. That's basically the difference.
Okay, so the one to have your good time with is adult cannabis.
Basically, yes. If you're using it for a non-medicinal reason, it is adult-use cannabis. It's recreational cannabis, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, and then the medicinal, medical, whatever else, that is, you don't get high from that.
Well, no, I still think you do, but you're doing it for medical purposes. I mean, I've never tried cannabis myself, so I don't know if the intent for medicinal cannabis is to also get high, but I imagine you still would.
Well, you and I are clueless on this, right?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
No, because like, I imagine, you know, by getting high, like for whatever medicinal reason, that might, you know, help you alleviate some kind of like symptoms or pain.
Right. No, I understand that. So I'm just wondering if there's different degrees of the potency.
Probably.
You know, it's like, you know, medication. Some medications, you know, a lot stronger than others and so forth. So anyway, there's your kind of answer on what is adult cannabis. Is there children's cannabis? Okay. Now, I do know this, that, or at least I shouldn't say I do know, but what I looked up is, minors with severe medical conditions can legally access medical cannabis if a doctor recommends it and a parent or guardian registers as a designated caregiver to buy and give the medicine to them. Okay? And minors cannot enter state-licensed dispensaries. And again, according to this, there's strict rules for the medical use for minors. All righty, so there you go. If anybody else knows anything more, and we won't turn you in, by the way, don't worry about it. All righty. Let's see here, the other email. Oh, boy. A Atascadero accident. This terrible accident is not surprising. I have noticed many vehicles, trailers, trucks, even some cars that don't secure what they are hauling. I wonder what the rules or the laws are. I have no idea. I'm sure most of us, we've been behind a vehicle that is hauling something. You go, oh boy, this doesn't look good. This doesn't look good at all. And I can tell you from a personal standpoint, there were one or two times when I had my dirt bike in the back of my bed and I didn't secure it as tightly as I thought. Now, it stayed, it, I mean, it, you know, didn't, it, it just moved. But that's a, you know, just from my own personal, because when you load these things, you make sure that the tie rope, you know, everything is just solid. And yeah, a couple of times, and I think both cases, because I didn't have the angle right on the tire. So it seemed secure when I, you know, thought I had it, but it wasn't. Obviously, lucky nothing ever, I caught it. But yeah, there are some vehicles out there that you do wonder. And there is a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but the liability, well, we probably won't know. But here's something when I was trying to look up the California laws this morning that perhaps the dangers of the internet. So, you know, I'm asking about liability when my trailer causes an accident in California. Now, again, this is on the internet. This is what part of it says. When speaking with an insurance adjuster after an incident, never admit fault. Say you are fine. Guess about speeds or details, or agree to immediate recorded statement. Stick strictly to bare proven facts and avoid guessing about things you do not know. Again, personal experience. I was hit by a car in Thousand Oaks on T.O. Boulevard. I was on my bicycle and this lady hit me. And she and kind of messed up the bike, and I got scratches all over my body and a concussion and so forth. But I do know that I did not tell them, or, oh, that's right, the medics showed up, and I declined it, and they asked me to sign a waiver, and I refused to, well, I didn't, you know, say refused it, I did not sign it, because adrenaline sometimes will hide what may hurt or an injury. So, you know, you can say, oh, no, I feel fine, no big deal. I got a couple of scratches, my head hurts, you know, nothing. So with that is just think about that and running your mouth too much. Although now is, since most people have phones with the cameras, they, you know, are going to take pictures, you know, do those things and so forth and so on. So anyway, just a little bit there. A little bit on that. Let's see here. Let's go to the text. Let's see. Good morning. There is no difference between medical cannabis or recreational cannabis. It's all cannabis. You get high off of all of them depending on what's in them. Okay. And now here's another question I have for those of you that know the business or the industry or partake. It's legal. Can you get a stronger, well, let me back this up. My understanding is that the state has restrictions on the potency. At least that's what I think. So, and I don't know the degree of, you know, comparing it to, say, the alcohol content in booze. Even in your beers, I mean, some have a higher alcohol content. Malt liquor would be an example, and then some others. So, can you get a medical, can you get medical cannabis that is above what the state says for recreational? Does anybody, I'm sure somebody knows regarding that. And you know, that would be, you know, supposedly it's supposed to be approved by your doctor, whatever ails you. So, again, always looking for some information regarding that on the cannabis industry. So, Chris, when did they say they're going to, this coming Tuesday?
Yeah, it's this next city council meeting on Tuesday,
and
the
18th. Again, and again, specifically, what does it say?
For what exactly?
The cannabis. What are they looking to do?
They're looking to amend the municipal code to allow the adult use, non-storefront retail businesses to operate, eliminate the cap of three such businesses, and to replace the previous permit with a cannabis regulatory permit.
Okay. All right, so maybe some public input coming up at the meeting this coming Tuesday. So anyway, we will see, and this is, does it indicate whether they will vote on this, or is it just a informational meeting?
I think this is a vote because it's a public hearing. I know this has gone back and forth a lot across several meetings, but I do believe this is like the vote to actually implement it into the municipal code after going to the planning commission.
Okay. All right. There again, we'll see the input and so forth and so on. You know, I just I'm going to back up a little bit on that story I told you about the lady that hit me in Thousand Oaks, and she just didn't see me. It wasn't a big deal. She was nice and so forth. But what was kind of funny or interesting is she owned a business right next to the radio station. I was working at the radio station there, and I'd ride my bike to and from work. And it was in the, for those of you, it was in the Palm Plaza there on T.O. Boulevard. And there was another little kind of like mall right next to us. And she owned a shop there, and she was advertising on the radio station. So I'll never forget this. So she hits me, and she's, you know, she's very apologetic and so forth and so on. And because it was right outside. And the general manager of the radio station, I will not mention her name, she came out because, you know, there was a commotion, and, you know, next thing the medical thing show up. And she pulls me aside, and she goes, Kevin, she goes, I forget the lady's name that owned the store, she goes, remember, she's advertising with us. And I got the you know, kind of the subtle hint. It's like, we don't want to lose our advertising. So, and that hadn't, you know, it hadn't crossed my mind, because I was just going to say, you know, okay. Well, anyway, we exchanged phone numbers, and, you know, she did call me back later in the day. And she told me, you know, hey, I know your bicycle's damaged, blah, 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 blah. She's going on. And she said that her and her husband were willing to pay for half of the damage to the bicycle. Because she admitted in front of the police and their medical people there that it was her fault. Because, again, she was very apologetic. So when she called me and said that she was going to pay, willing to pay her and her husband half to get my bicycle, I decided, no, I'm not paying for any of it. You're going to pay for it. So, and I wasn't screaming or yelling. And I said to her, I said, well, you know what? I said, let me get back to you on that. I need to call my dad. He's an attorney. I'll get right back to you. And I would say probably within 5 minutes after I hung up on her, she called me back and said that her and her husband talked it over, and they would pay for all the repairs. I never talked to my dad about it. I just used it as a threat, and it worked. So I, and after that, I made a decision, you know, just trying to be a good guy. I got bumped a little bit, you know, a little concussion, no big deal, scratches, etc. I will never do that again. I will never do it again. They were trying to turn into sleaze bags. So, anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on The Right Choice. Let's see, what is this one? Nope, that's not it. Okay, there's some other things. Somebody sent me an email yesterday, and I deleted it, but it had to do with the what my thoughts were on the WNBA. I think the term that was used in the email, I'll just say S show. Okay, because that kind of got my attention when I saw that. And the one thing that I haven't heard, even on Buck and Clay, is teams don't have to draft the player. So these guys can say, you know, they want to be in the draft, but they don't have to draft him. I don't know if anybody's addressed that. And the league has a... The league is supported by the NBA. They fund them to the tune, I think, of about $50 million a year. I haven't heard one thing from the NBA. Where are they on this? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering if there was anything on the power outage in Atascadero. It's out all over.
Nope.
From Circle K to Highway 41 anyway.
Ah, the old Circle K, still there. Okay. No, we haven't received anything from PG&E yet this morning, but Chris will look it up.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye. Power outages. So anyway, yeah, the NBA's been awful silent on this. And, you know, other than the trans thing, this is also racial. If anybody doesn't think it's racial, you are mistaken. It's pretty simple and evident when you see what's going on. But the league doesn't want to address that. Then the coach of the Indiana Fever, she talked about love and kindness, and then that anybody that doesn't disagree with her or them, I guess, we can all go to double hockey sticks. So that's a lot of love and kindness. I want you to agree with me, and if you and because love and kindness is going to solve everything. But if you don't agree with me, and you have your own opinion, you can just go right down to Dante's Inferno. So that's a very nice message from the coach of the team. You've got a couple of stars in the league that has been gaining a lot of attention and some good attendance, and you clowns are doing this stuff. Maybe you'll get what you deserve. Maybe you'll get, and it's unfortunate for the young ladies who just want to play basketball. It's all they want to do. When you get to that level, you absolutely love it, you live it, you breathe it, and why people don't come together in the league and say, you know what, why don't we just shut up and play basketball? We're ruining things. And again, for the NBA that puts $50 million into it every year, I would expect them to be gutless, so I'm not surprised by that. So hopefully that may answer the email from yesterday. All right? Hopefully. Okay. We are going to exit stage left on the music trivia today. Now, Chris, I think except for next week, most of the schools are back in class.
Yes. Next week, I think most of them are like going to be back by that point. I know Templeton's on Tuesday, and then a bunch of them are on the 19th and the 20th. So I think by the time we get back to next week, most of them will be back.
Okay, folks, so I have a school-related song as part of music trivia coming up.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. In partnership with Atascadero High School in the city, local restaurants in Atascadero are offering Orange and Gray Friday discounts for all Greyhound home football games. Participating restaurants will offer a 10% discount to customers wearing their orange and gray colors on Friday, during, or even after the game. A full list of restaurants and games can be found on the city's website. There's currently an unplanned power outage affecting a small area of Atascadero around the Sunken Gardens. About 172 customers are affected. The outage was first reported at about 4:44 this morning, and the estimated restoration time is 7:15. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today with a few clouds this morning. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. War Secretary Pete Hegseth saying the U.S. military is maintaining the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz and can do so indefinitely.
The U.S. naval blockade is in full effect. It is designed, of course, to prevent Iranian or Iranian-linked vessels from transiting the Strait. And as a result of that blockade, President Trump says, quote, the USA has total control over the Strait of Hormuz. I think we will keep it.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt.
Three executions taking place in the U.S. on Thursday.
Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Alabama carrying out the death sentences. All three of the prisoners convicted of murder. Although unusual, the fact that they occurred on the same day, merely a coincidence.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Okay, let's see here. We have 12 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL, by the way, the power outage in Atascadero, supposedly things are supposed to be back to normal by 7 o'clock. It started at 4 this morning, as Chris indicated, so there. But thanks for letting us know again. All right, it's time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
In baseball, Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs in the Field of Dreams game, bringing his total up to 37 on the season as the Phillies beat the Twins 7-1. Dodgers closer Edwin Diaz blew his third save in his last four opportunities after blowing a 4-2 lead to the Brewers. Milwaukee got the 5-4 victory over the Dodgers. The Nationals shut out the Cubs 7-0. Jacob deGrom left his start two innings in due to triceps fatigue as the Rangers were shut out by the Angels 7-0. In week one of the NFL preseason, the Steelers defeated the Packers 28-9. Drew Aller finished 10-13, 153 yards and three total touchdowns. The Cardinals beat the Raiders 27-14. Fernando Mendoza went 10-16, 97 yards and one touchdown in his debut. Jeremiah Love for the Cardinals had 11 carries and 58 yards in the win.
Alrighty, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Sunshine later on. Highs in the upper 70s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. And by tomorrow, late morning, early afternoon, we'll have more of that sunshine. Maybe some high clouds. But temperatures in the mid-80s, upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, low 90s Tuesday, mid-90s Wednesday, Thursday, and low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:22 a.m., 7:55 p.m. We are at 61 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
World-famous pet alert is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Those places coming up. Okay, as we check in to see what animals may be out there and get them where they need to be, and that is home, safe and sound. Nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert today, or yesterday, or the day before, but anyway, if you lose one, and that would include winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station, Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, but the best option is reception at kprl.com. Okay. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Remember, they are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, we've got music trivia coming up here, but I got to do this because I listened to, well, I listened to it yesterday when I load these things up, but also that there is something wrong with the, I don't know, because when I loaded it up yesterday, it was fine. And this morning, just a few minutes ago, when I just kind of cued it and played it to say, oh, okay, there's a little something wrong. So hopefully I'll get done with this in about 45 seconds. And we'll see.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
All righty, we have 7.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock here at The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles and Templeton, and out yonder at the airport known as the One-Niner Diner. Okay, it's Friday, and oh, first, you're qualifying for gift certificates. Contest rules do apply there on file. All right, Friday, so here it is once again. I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the song or the name of the artiste, give it a shot. Now, I'm not done. The other part of this is you should not answer a question with a question. Sister Amadeus should have told you that in third grade. And watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. Don't call in. All right, so, and again, going back to school, I'm sure many of us remember the first day, maybe even the last day, but that's not going back. Chris, I saw something the other day on the first day of school. You know what I saw?
What'd you see?
I saw a sign out one of the schools saying, welcome back, and then happy birthday to someone. Now, wouldn't you love to go back to school, your first day of school, and it's also your birthday? Does that stink or what?
Hey, it could be worse. It could be Christmas on your birthday, too.
Okay, that's there you go. But I just stopped driving by and go, oh, that poor kid. Oh, man. Just one of the worst things in the world. I mean, you're going to live, and I understand that. But I go, oh, man, that just is, that stinks. All right, so here we go with the song again. I think this will be easy, but I'm sure many of you, again, will remember, if not for yourself, at least when you took your kids to school. So here goes, and we'll see how fast the lines light up. 238-5775-238-KPRL if you thinks you knows the song or the artiste. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. And here we go. I just thought so. Hi. Good morning.
The Beach Boys.
Yep, the Beach Boys. Be true to your school.
So high.
Sir, do you remember your school song?
No, I don't.
Be true to your school.
All right, can you turn down your radio so I can get your name clearly, please?
Yes. Paul Curtis.
Paul Curtis?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, Paul, what school did you go to?
Mission High in San Luis Obispo.
All right. Do you remember the first day going back?
Too long ago.
That's what I thought. Okay, Paul, I have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day and your weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see here. Recorded in September of 1963 and released in October of 1963.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. I got a letterman sweater with a letter in front I got for football and track. I'm proud to wear it now when I cruise around the other parts of the town. I got my decal and bag. So be true to your school. On the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school.
Now, that was the single with the B-side, In My Room, back in the day, and the song features the melody of the University of Wisconsin fight song, On Wisconsin, although it's a tribute to Hawthorne High School, where the brothers and Al Jardine attended, and Hawthorne High School's fight song uses the same melody as On Wisconsin. Now, there's a little difference in the album version and the single version. And in one of the versions, there is no cheerleaders in the background, but the cheerleaders, they were called the Honeys, and I'll give you a little bit of information on who one of the Honeys was.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. PG&E's outage map has reported more customers affected by an outage in the Atascadero area. Now about 3,300 customers are affected on the east side of the 101 around El Camino Real, the Sunken Gardens, Trafficway Park, and Mercedes Avenue, extending all the way to Creston. There is no estimated restoration time currently. PG&E says the outage was first reported at about 6:38 a.m. Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services will celebrate the opening of a new safety training center today from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The facility is located at 2924 Union Road. It will include a ribbon cutting and a guided tour of the new facility. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, the Honeys in the background were originally, well, at least one of them was the Rovell sisters. And she met Brian at a Beach Boy concert in 62. They were married in 64. Her name, Marilyn Wilson. So they were already dating when she got the gig as the Honeys with that. All righty, one more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.